弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to our brothers and sisters.
对，靠着主的恩典，让我们可以在他的名里面相聚。
By the Lord's grace, we can gather in His name.
那刚才我们唱的诗歌，实在是感，每次唱到这样的诗歌，我里面实在充满着感谢。
Every time I sing this hymn, my heart is full of thanksgiving.
因为是他把他自己完全给我们。
For truly it is Him who had given Himself to us.
是主，他把他自己完全给我们。
It's our Lord who had given Himself completely to us.
如果我们能够成为别人一点的祝福，
If we can become just a little bit of blessing to other people,
实在是因为主先祝福我们。
It's only because He had blessed us first.
愿早晨我们一同在主的话里面，在彼此的劝勉。
This morning, may we encourage each other in the Lord's word.
请我们先读几处的圣经。
Let's read a few verses.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
这是大家都很熟悉的圣经。
It's a verse that we're all very familiar.
好，早我们同声来念。
Let's read together.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。第16-17节。
Verse 16 and 17。
从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。律法本是借着摩西传的。恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。我们知道，上个礼拜常见弟兄在这里，他跟我们交通到认识真理。
Brother Chang Jin shared with us here last week about the truth.
那主也给我一点负担，愿意交通到恩典的这一面。
The Lord also gave me this burden to share about the other aspect, which is grace.
这边讲到道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
Here it says, the Word became flesh and His dwelling among us, full of grace and truth.
恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
Both grace and truth come from Jesus Christ.
那我们通常想讲到恩典的时候呢，我们常常想到恩典的一面。
When we think of grace, we only consider one aspect.
就是得的恩典。
We think about we receiving grace.
那但是我们常常比较少想到还有一个方面的恩典是给的恩典。
Less often we think the other aspect of grace, which is giving grace.
那愿早晨我们可以多花一点时间，我们来思想到主在我们身上有一个恩典，是除了得的恩典以外，还有一个给的恩典。
This morning, let us consider not only to receive grace, but also to give out grace.
那这边讲到说，从他丰满的恩典里面，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。
Here it says, from the abundance of His grace, we have all received one blessing after another.
恩上加恩，就讲到一个恩典再加上一个恩典。
And here talk about one blessing after another, grace upon grace.
或者我们可以这样来思想，当我们得到主的恩典以后，主还要加上一个恩典给我们，就是一个给的恩典。
We can think of it this way. After the Lord had given us His grace, He will also give us grace so that we can give out His grace.
好，我们再读第二处的圣经，在马太福音第十章。
We'll also read from Matthew chapter 10.
第八节。
Verse 8.
这是主差遣十二个门徒出去的时候对他们说的话。
This is what the Lord said to His disciples before He sent them out.
或者我们就念第七节、第八节。
We'll read verse 7 and 8.
好，我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
随走随传说天国近了，医治病人，叫死人复活，叫长大麻风的得洁净，把鬼赶出去。你们白白的得来，也要白白的舍去。好，这里主告诉我们说，我们白白的得来，也要白白的舍去。
Here the Lord tells us.Freely receive, freely give.
那在这里我们就看到有两个恩典。
Here we see two grace.
为什么是恩典呢？
What is the grace?
因为是白白的。
It's grace because it's free.
第一个恩典白白的得来。
The first grace we receive freely.
第二个恩典要白白的舍去。
And we need to give freely.
我们读第三处的圣经，在使徒行传第二十章。
We'll read from Acts chapter 20.
三十五节。
Verse 35.
使徒行传二十章三十五节。
Acts chapter 20 verse 35.
好，我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
我凡事给你们做榜样，叫你们知道应当这样劳苦，扶助软弱的人。又当纪念主耶稣的话，说施比受更为有福。在这里，保罗跟我们讲到说，他凡事给我们做榜样。
Here Paul says, he set example for us by all kinds of hard work.
然后要知道应当这样的劳苦扶助软弱的人
and also to help the weak.
然后这边讲到一句很特别的话
that here is a very special sentence.
是主耶稣说的话
this is what Jesus said.
但是却不记在福音书的里面
but it was not recorded in the gospel.
所以这边讲到主耶稣说施比受更为有福
here Jesus said it is more blessed to give than to receive.
一样这里讲到两方面的恩典
Here, it also talks about the two aspects of the grace.
一个是受的恩典
A grace of receiving.
一个是施的恩典
And a grace that is to give.
那在这里主的话说施比受更为有福
And here the Lord says, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
请我们再低头有点祷告
Let's bow down and pray together.
主我们何等感谢你
Lord, how we thank you.
哦主啊实在是道成的肉身住在我们中间充充满满有恩典有真理
Lord, indeed, the Word has become flesh and dwell in the midst of us, full of grace and truth.
你就是真理，你也就是恩典。
Lord, you are the truth and you are the grace.
哦，主，早晨我们仰望你对我们的心说话。
This morning, may you speak to our heart.
哦，主，你实在是我们的榜样。
Lord, indeed, you have set example before us.
哦，主啊，我们感谢你，主，因为从你的丰满里面我们都领受了。
Lord, we thank you for we have received blessings from your abundant grace.
主，愿早晨你恩上加恩与我们同在。
This morning, grace upon grace, may you be with us.
哦，将你的心意来开启我们。
May you open up your will toward us.
哦，像我们这样不配的器皿，哦，主啊，实在使我们能够成为别人的祝福。
Even though we're unworthy vessels, but cause us to be a blessing to others.
听我们的祷告，靠主耶稣基督的
名。In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 首先我们要来看什么是恩典。
First, we need to understand what is grace.
我们若查字典的话，我们就发现恩典呢，就带来喜乐，带来甘甜，充满着慈爱，而且呢，讨人的喜悦。
If we look into the dictionary, it says that grace is to bring joy and peace.
充满着爱而且能够让人喜悦
and cause others to rejoice
而且呢讲恩典呢恩典是一个好意、然后呢是我们对别人会对其他人一个好意那但是是不该得不配的但是确实白白的给
grace is also a good will toward others and grace is free
我们知道这世界是没有恩典的
we know this world has no grace
这世界很非常的现实
this world is very practical
如果你肚子饿那你口袋里面有二十块钱的话
if you are hungry and you have $20 in your pocket
也许你可以到牛排餐馆吃一顿大餐
then you can go get some steaks
如果你口袋里面只有十块钱的话
if you have $10
也许你到一家不错的中国餐馆或者是美国餐馆或者印度餐馆
then you can go to a Chinese restaurant or India restaurant
或者是美国的餐馆
or some American restaurant
就中等的就可以吃的还不错
You can eat in mediocre.
average.
You can eat average.
如果说你口袋里面只有两三块钱的话
If you have $2-3 in your pocket,
那可能你只能到麦当劳吃汉堡
Then you can only go to McDonald's and get some burgers.
如果你身上一块钱都没有的话
If you have no money at all,
那我想你只有回家喝白开水
Then you can only go home and drink some water.
我们买东西也是这样，对不对
？It's the same way that when we purchase anything.
不管是买衣服或者是买房子，都是这样。
Whether it's purchasing of clothes or a house.
你有多少钱你就买多少东西。
However much money that you have, that determines how much you are going to purchase.
我想很多人知道说，在去年感恩节的的后的那一天哈，有一个很大的减价。
Many of you know that the day after Thanksgiving, there's usually discounts in the department stores.
那在佛罗里达那边有一家沃尔玛，他们就打广告，就说他们有一个 DVD 的 player 很便宜。
There's a Walmart in Florida. They advertise to be selling very cheap DVD players.
只要29.87.
$29.87.
哇，所以那一天呢，大家都非前一天大家都非常兴奋。
So the day before the sale goes on, everyone was excited.
然后有一位四十一岁的一个妇女哈，她的名字叫 Patricia.
There was a 41-year-old woman. Her name was Patricia.
她呢就在她的家人呢早上三点半就去排队。
So she with her family went on the, to wait on the line at 3:30 in the morning.
为什么？因为这 DV 的 player 哈是限时抢购哈，只有早上六点钟你去的时候才能买得到。
For that DVD player, there's only limited quantity.
只有早上你六点钟要去的时候才能买。
Only if you were there at 6:00 in the morning that you can purchase one.
所以六点钟不到，已经好多人在排队啊。
So before 6:00, there were many people on the line already.
所以门六点钟一开的时候，大家就一拥而上。
At the moment when the door is open, everyone swarmed in.
那这个Patricia 呢，她很不幸的就是被绊倒。然后就跌在地上。
And this woman fell, and she fell to the ground.
那大家就不管她，就从她身上踩过去。
And the crowd just stepped over her.
所以这个人呢，他不仅他的 DVD 没有买成哈。
So not only she didn't get her DVD player.
他需要被他受了重伤，他需要用直升飞机送他到医院去。
She was also taken by a helicopter to a hospital.
所以这地上实在是没有什么恩典啊。
So you see, there's no grace in this world.
你知道像这样的事情发生以后呢，我们就想说，那沃尔玛总是应该，也许给他一个免费的 DVD player。
In our own judgment, we would think that Walmart may give her a free DVD player after such an incident had happened.
但是沃尔玛说不，他说我们已经替你保留一个 DVD player， 你等你伤好以后可以来买。
But the Walmart said no. Instead, we reserve one for you, and when you have money, you can come back and purchase it.
这就是地上 的道路方法，对人的原则。
This is the condition of this world. This is the principle of this world.
地上是没有恩典的。
There's no grace.
恩典只有从哪里来呢？
Where can grace come from?
恩典只有从主耶稣基督来。
It only comes from Jesus Christ.
恩典只有从神来。
It can only come from God.
因为圣经告诉我们，恩典就是道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
For the Bible tells us, grace is when the word becomes flesh.And dwell in the midst of it.
Oh, 恩典就是创造宇宙万物的神，他降卑他的自己，穿上了肉身，他把天带到地上来。
Grace is when the God who created heaven and earth humbled himself and came to this earth and became flesh.
恩典就是神把他的一切的丰富白白赐给我们。
Grace is when God given all his blessings to us freely.
或许我们读看一处的圣经，我们可以比较更多的了解。
Let's read one more verse, and that will help us to understand.
Okay, 在以弗所书第一章第四节到第八节。
In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4-8.
那这边，就讲到说，神在创立世界以前，就在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他里面成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
Here, verse 4 says, Before the creation of the world,He had predestined us to be holy and blameless in His sight.
又因爱我们，又按自己的旨意所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
And it says, in accordance to His pleasure and will, He had adopted us as His sons.
使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞，这恩典是在他爱子里所赐给我们的。
Verse 6, to the praise of His glorious grace, which He has freely given us in the one He loves.
第七节，我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
Verse 7, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace.
这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明，充充足足赏给我们的。
That he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding.
这里保罗告诉我们，恩典就是。神预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
Here Paul tells us, grace is when he does predestine us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ.
这边恩典就是让我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免。
Grace is when we are forgiven by the blood of his son.
恩典就是说，罪是我们犯的，可是刑罚却是主耶稣担当的。
What is grace? Grace is when we commit a sin.But Jesus Christ paid the price.
恩典就是我们是离开家的浪子，但是神他伸开双臂欢迎我们回家。
Grace is when we wander away from heavenly home, but God opened His arms and received us back.
当神把他爱子给了我们， 他就没有留下一样好处不给我们。
When he had given us his beloved son, he did not hold anything back.
这就是恩典。
And that is grace.
真是感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
真的是这些，我们要若要我们要靠自己来得赎的话呢，那诗人告诉我们说，我们生命的赎价极其宝贵，值得永远罢休。
If it depends on our own work to receive redemption, the psalmist tells us.
他说生命的赎价极其宝贵。
He said the price of the life is indeed high.
只得永远的罢休，就是没有办法，不可能可以来付这样的代价。
It is not impossible to pay such a high price for our own life.
所以神他就用恩典的方法。
And for such a reason, God has to go through grace.
所以每次我想我们每次到福音聚会的时候，我们唱福音的诗歌。
So every time when we come to the gospel meeting and we sing hymns.
我们来听福音的信息。
When we listen to the good message.
我们来听，也许讲员来呼召。
When we listen to the speaker to call on people to believe in the Lord.
我们知道，在这里主要给我们显明的是一个何等的恩典。
We know at that moment the Lord indeed wants to show His grace.
是一个无价的恩典。
It's a priceless grace.
是一个极其宝贵的恩典。
It's a most precious grace.
但是却是白白的赐给我们。
Yet it is free.
所以在第一，当我们认识这个恩典以后
，So after we have known this grace,
我想我们第一件要做的事情就是要来得这个恩典。
And I think the first thing we want to do is to gain of this grace.
有一首诗歌，它的题目叫做《一件礼物》。
There's a hymn. The title goes, "One Gift."
我稍微念一下哈，
I'll read
这词在写得很好。他说有一件礼物你收到没有？
He said there's one gift. Have you received it?
眼睛看不到，但是你心却会知道。
It's a gift that cannot be seen by eyes, but known by your heart.
这件礼物在你心门外等候，是为了你准备，别人不能收。
It's a gift that has been waiting outside of your heart. It's only for you and cannot be received by others.
礼物虽然好，如果你不要，你怎么能够得到？
As good as this gift is, if you don't want it, how can you receive it?
最好的礼物就是人子主耶稣。
And the best gift is the Son of God.
这件礼物就是恩典。
And this gift is grace.
如何能够得到这个恩典呢？
If you can receive this grace,
很简单，我们只要相信接受。
There's only one easy way to believe and to receive.
我们不需要早上3:30去排队。
We do not have to be online at 3:00 in the morning.
我们也不需要跟人家挤着跟人家去抢哈，因为他只有这么有限的一些来预备。
Nor the quantity is limited, so you don't have to compete with others.
他说是为了你准备，别人不能收。
He said it's a gift prepared only for you, and none others can receive it.
刚才跟 Robert 弟兄聚会以前有点交通。
Early on, I was fellowshipping with our brother Robert.
我问他说，昨天晚上的福音聚会怎么样？
I asked him how was the gospel meeting last night.
我没有去哈。
I didn't go.
他就说感谢主，真是聚会很好。
Robert said the meeting was very good.
那聚会完了以后呢，弟兄就请愿意接受主的到楼上有点祷告。
And afterwards, they had invited the gospel friend to go and pray with them upstairs.
我听见有六位弟兄姊妹，新的弟兄姐妹，上去祷告。
I heard there were 6 brothers and sisters who went up and prayed with me.
心中非常的喜乐。
I was filled with joy.
因为我知道这六位朋友们，他们已经得到这个恩典。
For I knew the 6 gospel friends had received that grace.
礼物虽然好，如果你不要，怎么能够得到呢？
It says, as good as this gift is, if you don't want it, how can you receive it?
我想在座的不晓得还有没有。您还没有得到这个礼物的。
I don't know if there are any of us who are here who haven't received this gift.
如果你还没有得到这个礼物，您还没有得到神给您预备最大的恩典。
If you have not received this gift, then you have not received the grace that God has prepared for you.
圣经上讲说，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
The Bible tells us through faith that we receive this grace.
是本乎恩，
we receive the salvation.
也因着信。
It's by grace through faith.That we receive the salvation.
对，这恩典主已经给了。
For this grace has been given to us.
所以我们唯一所需要做的，只是用信来接受。
And the only thing we need to do is to receive it through faith.
保罗也告诉我们说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Paul also tells us that we have all fall short of God's glory.
如今却因蒙神的恩典，就白白称义。
But because of God's grace, we are justified.
所以真是感谢主哈。
We thank the Lord.
我们虽然都在罪的事情上，我们都被罪捆绑。
Even though we're all under the bondage of sin,
我们都亏缺了神的荣耀。
We have all fall short.
但是却因神的恩典，我们可以白白的称义。
But because of God's grace, we are justified freely.
然后我们又知道，我们借着主呢，可以因信，可以站在，现在进入站在所站的恩典里面。
For we also know that it's through faith that we can stand in, in grace.
并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
And in joy to hope in His glory.
那所以恩典是什么呢？
So what is grace?
在这里我们就知道有赦罪的恩典。
We see there's a grace of forgiveness of sin.
有蒙救赎的恩典。
There's a grace of redemption.
有蒙称义的恩典。
There's a grace of justification.
有盼望神荣耀的恩典。
And there's a grace of godly hope.
好不好？
Is that good?
真是太好了啊！
It's truly good.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
为昨天那六位祷告的朋友们、弟兄姐妹们，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord for the gospel friends who have received the Lord.
如果还没有得着的，我们真是愿意今天，我每一个人，我们在这里都可以来得到这个恩典。
If there is someone here yet not received the Lord, we pray that you will receive His grace.
那我们我想我以前听到一个故事哈，是这样讲。
I've heard a story before.
可能也有人听过。
Maybe some of you have heard it before.
就是以前在台湾呢，很多的聚会的地方呢，门口都挂了一个招牌。
In Taiwan, there were many meeting places has a banner over it.
那就是说信耶稣得永生，
It
对不对
says to believe in Jesus Christ and to receive eternal life.
那在台湾夏天常常有台风。
And in Taiwan, there are many tropical storms during the summertime.
那有一次台风来呢，就把一些招牌都吹坏了。
And one time there was a storm that destroyed many of the banners.
那有个农夫呢，走在马路上呢，他就看到，哎，远远的地方怎么有一块牌子
？And there was a farmer who from far away he saw the sign.
哎，他说哈，他看到说，哎，这个信耶稣哈，他本来我们讲说这个得永生，对不对？这个对不起啊，可能在座有些就是我们不是很熟悉中文的。
I apologize to those of you who don't know Chinese.
这信耶稣得永生，然后又
is eternal life.
结果招牌呢就被风吹坏了哈，上面少了一点，下面少了一点。
And if you delete those two strokes, it says buffalo. Water buffalo.
这信耶稣得水牛。
So according to this, believing Jesus, you will receive water buffalo.
所以这农夫就非常开心了。
So this farmer was very joyful.
他就跑到聚会的地方进去了。
And he went to the meeting place. He went to the church.
就进去一看，当然找不到水牛。
Of course, when he went in there, he couldn't find buffalo.
但是感谢主，这个农夫在那天的聚会里面，他就信了主。
But we thank the Lord for he had believed in Jesus Christ that day.
他就得着了永生。
He had received the eternal life.
这个就是得的恩典。
This is the grace of receiving.
这就是白白的恩典。
For the grace is free.
这恩典就是主耶稣。
And this grace is Jesus Christ Himself.
那因信可以得到这个恩典，这真是一件好事。
Through faith, we can receive this grace.
那希望每一位都不错过这个恩典。
But we all not miss this opportunity.
但是很多的时候，我想我们还是停留在信耶稣得水牛的这个心态的里面。
However, I think many times we stay in the mentality of believing Jesus Christ, then we'll receive the water buffalo man.Kind of mentality.
就好像主呢是一切要给我们的
哈。It's like the Lord has many things to give.
所以生活上有什么不顺利，就是说主啊，我怎么你怎么没有给我工作
？So whenever we encounter trials in our life, we say, Lord, how come you didn't give me a job?
然后呢，主啊，你怎么没有给我健康
？How come you didn't give me health?
主啊，你怎么别人家的儿女都很听话，为什么我家的儿女不听话
？Lord, how come other people's children are so obedient but not mine?
好像都是主啊，你要给我，你要给我。
I say, Lord, give to me, give to me.
但是我们却忽略了另外还有一个恩典的一面。
But we neglect the other aspect of the grace.
就是给的恩典。
Which is to give.
我是22年以前来到美国。
22 years ago, I came to state.
我是记得非常的清楚，当我第一次去主日聚会的时候。
I remember very clearly the first day I went to the meeting.
那时候传道人就念了一段圣经。
That day, the preacher read a verse.
那他就说我对不起，给你一点 hint。 他说哈，你们知道，不要讲
OK，
你们知道我们主耶稣的基督的恩典。
So you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ。
他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷。
He was rich, but for your sake he became poor。
叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
So through his poverty you can be rich, you can become rich。
那接着他就问大家一个问题。
Then he asked all of us a question。
有没有人知道这一处圣经在哪里？
He asked, does anybody know where this verse come from？
结果我们没有一个，我拼命找就找不到这处的圣经。
And I was flipping through the Bible and I couldn't find this verse。
所以今天还要，也要问大家同样一个问题。
So this morning I posed the same question to you。
有没有人知道这节圣经在哪里？
Does anyone know where this verse come from？
OK， yeah， 有人讲说哥林多后书第八章。
2 Corinthians chapter 8。
对，感谢主，很好。第八章第九节，我们一起来读。
2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9。
哥林多后书第八章第九节。
2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9。
所以感谢主，大家圣经比我熟。
I thank the Lord for you have known your Bible better than mine。
好，我们翻到这次的圣经，我们一起来读。
Let's read together。
你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。我们再念一次好不好？
Let's read together one more time。
你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。这里讲到一个恩典，是主耶稣基督的恩典。
Here it talks about grace, grace of our Lord Jesus Christ。
这边讲主耶稣基督的恩典是什么恩典呢？
So what kind of grace is this?
就是他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷。
That though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor.
这就是主耶稣基督给的恩典。
This is the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ。
在哥林多后书第八章第九章这两章的圣经的里面，
In 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9，
总共提到十次的恩典。
10 times it mentioned about grace。
是圣经上出现恩典是非常多 的一个地方。
It's a place in the Bible where the word grace appears frequently。
如果我们看第八章第一节，我们就知道这边讲到说弟兄们，我把神赐给马其顿众教会的恩告诉你们。
In chapter 8 verse 1 it says I want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches。
所以这个神给马其顿众教会的恩是什么恩呢？
What is this grace that was given to the Macedonian churches?
就是他们在患难受大试炼的时候仍有满足的快乐，在极穷之间还格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩。
Verse 2, out of the most severe trial, their overflowing joy and their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity.
然后呢，他们主要在那个时候，我们知道耶路撒冷的圣徒们非常的贫穷。
We know at the time the saints in Jerusalem they were in great poverty。
那马其顿的教会也是非常贫穷。
And the church in Macedonia was no different。
所以这边讲到他们在极穷之间，
It says in the most severe trial
还格外显出他们乐捐的厚恩。
They have an overflowing joy and well up in rich generosity。
第三节讲到说他们是按着力量而且过了力量，甘心乐意的捐助。
Verse 3 says, I testify that they gave as much as they were able, and even beyond their ability.
然后再三的求我们，准他们在这供给圣徒的恩上有份。
And verse 4, they urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in the service to the saints.
所以这就是马其顿教会的恩典。
This is the grace of the Macedonian churches.
这也就是马其顿教会，他们得了主的恩典，然后他们就有恩典给别人。
When the churches in Macedonia had received the Lord's grace,They in turn give out the Lord's grace to others.
我想在给的恩典的这件事情上，最直接的表现就是显在财务的奉献上。
I think in terms of giving the Lord's grace, the most obvious manifestation is in terms of money.
如果大家在这边聚会一段时间，大家会发现一件事情。
If you have gathered here for a while, you'll find one thing.
我们在这里的聚会非常少提到财务奉献的事。
But here in this church, we don't like to talk about money.
我们就是提到，常常也是轻描淡写。
Even when we mention it, we bring it over real quickly.
因为我们不愿意让弟兄姐妹们觉得教会是来跟弟兄姐妹要钱的。
Because we don't want brothers and sisters to feel that church is to get money from brothers and sisters.
我们也不愿意把担子加在弟兄姐妹的身上。
Nor do we like to add burden to our brothers and sisters.
我们这里的聚会，我们也不传不收在聚会的当中收奉献。
Nor do we receive offering directly.
也不传奉献袋或者是奉献的盘子。
Nor do we pass a offering plate.
那我们的奉献箱呢？每次都是被安安静静放在一个大家好像看不起眼的地方。
And we often put the offering box in a place where, in a quiet corner by itself.
很多人来聚会一段时间，可能还不晓得奉献箱在哪里。
Many of the people who have gathered here for a while may not even know where the offering box is.
我也听就有人对我说哈。
And I have heard from others.
啊，我非常喜欢你们的聚会。
Because I really like your meeting.
哦，我喜欢来到这里聚会。
I like to come here.
为什么你们在这里聚会哈？在聚会你们不收奉献？
Why is because you do not pass offering?
我在别的地方聚会呢，都要收奉献。
When I go to other places, other people ask me for money.
那有时候呢，还忘了带着，很不好意思。
And sometimes I forget to bring my wallet, and I was really embarrassed.
那有的地方奉献还要放在盘子上哈，你放奉献多少，大家都看见。
And in some places, you lay your cash on top of the plate, and other people can see how much you give.
那所以我很喜欢来这里聚会。
And that's why I like to come here.
我们在这边。虽然说是不常提到奉献的事，
so even though we do not talk about offering that much，
但我常常在想，如果我们不提到这个奉献的事，
but often I think that if we do not mention it，
是我们对弟兄姐妹的亏欠，
we have for sure the expectations，
因为神的恩典有两方面，
for the Lord's grace has two aspects，
除了有得的恩典，还有给的恩典，
one to give and one to receive。
如果说我们只讲到得的恩典，只讲到说恩典只是来得的话，那我们还有一半的恩典我们没有得到。
If you only talk about grace that is to be received, then we forget about the other half of the grace, which is to give.
而且还不只是一半没有得到，恩典不仅是我们只得到一半的恩典哈。
Not only you only receive half of the grace.
而且更好的一半你还没有得到。
But you did not receive the better half.
为什么？因为主耶稣说施比受更为有福嘛。
For the Lord
对不对？
Jesus said it is more blessed to give than to receive.
所以真是愿意我们早上我们求主来对我们说话。
So this morning may the Lord speak to us.
真是让我们多来认识这个神给我们这个给的恩典。
That we may understand what is the grace that is to give.
在奉献的事情上，我想我们常常有一些从人来看呢，常常有些错误的想法。
In terms of offering, I think we often have many misconceptions.
第一个错误的想法就是，哎呀，我现在有的太少哈，等我多了一点，我才能够给。
The first is to think what I have is very little, and when I have more, I will give.
哎，但是神的逻辑常跟我们的逻辑是不一样的。
But you know God's logic is different from ours.
在路加福音第六章三十八节告诉我们。
In Luke chapter 6 verse 38 it tells us.
他说：“你们要给人，就必有给你们的。”
It says.
路加福音六章三十八节。
First, Luke chapter 6 verse 38, give and it will be given to you.
而且不仅是有人给你们，并且用十足的升斗，连摇带按，上尖下流的倒在你们怀里，因为你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
And not only you will be given, but you will be given a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap.But with the measure you use, it will be measured to you.
所以我们常常都会有一种想法，就是说，哎呀，我现在还不能给哈。
So often we think I cannot give right now.
因为我现在有的太少。
Because I have very little.
但是主却告诉我们说，你们要给人才有给你们的。
But Lord here says, only if you give, then it can be given to you.
我想我们大家都很熟悉以利亚那跟寡妇的这个故事。
I think we're all very familiar with the story of Elijah and the widow.
我们记得当那时候，在以色列地他们没有雨下在地上。
You remember that there was a drought in the land of Israel at the time.
神就打发以利亚到一个寡妇的家里面。
And God had sent Elijah to the widow's house.
到寡妇家里的时候呢，寡妇正在捡柴。
When he went to the widow's house, the widow was gathering wood.
然后他就说
firewood.
他就说我们现在这个坛子里面只剩下一点 面，我们瓶子里面增加一点油。
The widow said, "We have only a little flour and a little bit of oil left."
然后呢，我们就剩下最后一餐可以吃了，我们就捡点十个捡点柴，然后做几个饼。
I'm going to make the very last supper consist of a few bread.
然后我们吃了以后，死就死吧。
After we eat, then we shall die.
这是他们最后一餐了。
It's their last meal.
哎，很奇妙，这是神差遣以利亚，把以利亚打发到这寡妇的家。
It is interesting how God has sent Elijah to this widow's house.
神没有打发以利亚到那时候的一个富翁的家里面。
God did not send Elijah to a rich man's house.
神却打发以利亚到这个寡妇的家里。
But instead, he sent him to a widow's house.
然后这个以利亚对寡妇怎么说呢
？And what did Elijah say to the widow?
他说：“你先为我做一个小饼。”
He said, "Make a small bread for me first."
然后呢，你再做给你跟你的儿子做饼。
Then you can make bread for yourself and your son.
那我们会想说，哎呀，这个真是强人所难哈。
We would think how unreasonable Elijah was.
这个神呢，不仅是没有叫以利亚去供应这个寡妇。
Not only God did not send Elijah to supply the widow.
没有叫以利亚行一个神迹，变出一大堆饼来给寡妇哈。
That he did not cause Elijah to perform some miracle to make bread for the widow.
神还叫寡妇呢，要做饼给以利亚。
So instead, God had asked. The widow to make a bread for Elijah.
而且圣经上，我们读圣经的时候要很仔细的读。
And when we read it carefully,
神不是说哈，那你这个妇人跟孩子吃完了以后，剩下给以利亚吃。
God did not say for the widow and to the son to be fed first, then whatever leftover will give to Elijah.
以利亚跟妇人说，你先做个饼给我吃。
But instead, Elijah said, "Give me a bread first."
然后你再做饼给你自己跟孩子。
Then you can make bread for yourself and your son.
我不晓得如果我什么是这个妇人，我们会怎么想、啊、
？If you and I were the widow, I don't know what you and I would think.
那感谢主，这个妇人她就顺从了以利亚的话。
But we thank the Lord for the widow obeyed Elijah.
她就经历了这个给的恩典。
She had experienced the grace of giving.
很奇妙的事情就发生了。
And the miracle happened.
当她这样子来先把她自己所有的。给以利亚的时候
After she had offered all that she had to Elijah
神叫坛里面的面不短少瓶里面的油也不短缺
And God had caused the flour in the jar never run short
所以如果以利亚没有到寡妇的家的话那寡妇跟孩子大概就死了
If Elijah didn't come to this household the widow and her son will have died
如果说寡妇跟这个没有先做饼给以利亚吃哈那他自己先吃完了以后他可能也就死了。
And if the widow did not make a bread first for Elijah, and she only made for herself, she would probably have died.
但是感谢主，她把她有的先给以利亚。
She had offered what she had.
所以主的话是何等的真实。
How true is God's word?
主的话说，你们给人，就必有给你们。
The Lord says, "To give, and it will be given to you."
如果我们哈常常发现没有人给我们东西哈。
If often we feel that no one has given us anything,
可能是我们从来没有给过人。
It is because we had never given anything to others.
如果你给别人的东西，你常常觉得别人给你的东西很少。
If you often feel that you have received few from others,
那别人好像得到很多。
And it seems like there are some others who have received much.
为什么我就得的少？
How come I receive little?
可能我们给别人也是少。
It is because we give little.
对不对？因为主的话说，你们用什么量器量给人
？For the Lord says,
神又什么就用什么量器量给你们。
For the Lord says, with what measure you use, you will be measured to you.
所以真是我们愿意在这件事情上，我们多来认识神这个给的恩典。
In this matter, may we all learn what is to receive.
你知道神常常在等着来把他的丰富倾倒给我们哈。
God often wants to pour out His blessings for us.
因为他说神要用十足的升斗然后怎么样连摇带按上尖下流的赐给我们
For the Lord said he wants to give us and he wants to press down shaken together and running over
但是如果我们这个器皿这么小你再按也按不到多少
However if our vessel is so small no matter how much he pressed down he cannot give to us much
所以真是愿意我们求主扩大我们的度量
May the Lord enlarge our capacities
第二点我想我们有一个错误的观念就是说
A second misconception we often have
我给了别人我自己就少了
That after I have given I will have less
在哥林多后书第九章
In 2 Corinthians chapter 9
这边第六节讲到说 少种的少收，多种的多收，这话是真的。
Verse 6 says, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously.
第八节讲到说，神能将各样的恩惠多多的加给你们，这恩惠就是恩典啊。神能将各样的恩典多多的加给你们，使你们常常充足，能多行各样的善事。
Verse 8, and God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work.
然后第十节讲到说，那赐种给撒种的，赐粮给人吃的，必多多的加给你们种地的种子，又增添你们仁义的果子，叫你们凡事富足，可以多多施舍，就借着我们使感谢归于神。
Verse 10 and 11, He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will also supply and increase your store for seed and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness. You will be made rich in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God.
所以这边神的话很清楚地告诉我们。
So here the Lord tells us clearly.
我们给了别人啊，我们不会少。
After we have given to others, we will not run short.
因为多种的多收，少种的少收。
For if you sow generously, you will receive generously. If you sow sparingly, you will reap sparingly.
我最近读到约翰卫斯理的见证。
Lately I've been reading the testimony of John Wesley.
我就发现约翰卫斯理实在是一个。认识神给的恩典的人。
I found him to be a person who knows the grace of giving.
约翰·威斯利小时候非常贫穷。
When John Wesley was young, he was in a poor family.
因为他的父亲Samuel Wesley 是一位牧师。
For his father, Samuel Wesley was also a preacher.
那时候呢，他就在一个最贫穷的一个地方，在那边牧养教会。
And in a poor neighborhood, that's where the parish was.
那他有九个孩子
and he had nine children.
所以几乎没有一天是不是在负债 的当中。
There was not one single day that they were not in debt.
那当神呼召约翰·威斯利出来的时候
When God had called John Wesley to serve him,
神也给他预备了一个道路。
He also prepared a way for him.
神把他带到牛津大学里面去教书。
God had taken him to Oxford to teach.
那他从小就是曾经非常穷乏过。
He was very poor when he was young.
所以他知道贫穷的滋味。
So he knew what it was like to be poor.
那主也给他恩典，让他到一个有得到一个很好的工作。
And God had given him much grace that he had a good paying job.
那当时他的待遇是三十英镑。
And it was 30 English pound.
那时候他是单身。
He was single at the time.
所以呢，一年他是得到三十英镑，这对他来讲他绰绰有余。
So for a single person, 30 English pounds at the time was more than enough.
所以他就享受他的人生。
And he was enjoying his life.
然后他就把这房间装饰得很好。
He decorated his house.
有一天呢，在一个寒冷的冬天呢，有一个帮他打扫的一个女佣来敲他的门。
In a cold winter day, one of the maid that he had came and knocked on his door.
那外面非常非常的寒冷。
It was cold outside.
那这个女仆人呢，她只有一件很单薄的衣服。
And this maid only had a very light jacket on.
Linen.
Linen.
很单薄的一件衣服。
A very thin a piece of clothing on.
那约翰·威斯利他就想要帮助她。
So John Wesley wanted to help her.
那他就伸手到口袋里面想拿一些钱给她。
So he reached into his pocket and wanted to get some money out.
但他发现他里面只有很少的一些零钱。
And he found out he had only very small changes in his pocket.
那他所有的钱都用光了。
He had spent all his money.
所以在这时候神就光照他。
At that time, the Lord shone his light upon him.
他就知道说他这样的生活不讨神的喜悦。
He knew that his life was not desirable to God.
所以在1731年。
So in 1731,
他就开始他限制他的自己的花费。
He started to limit the amount that he spent.
他就一年他只用28英镑。
He said that year he only used 28 English pounds.
他就留下两镑给出去。
And he saved 2 pounds and gave it to them.
我不晓得大家听看的这个觉得怎么样啊
？I don't know what you think of it.
我们可能会觉得说，他得了三十英镑啊，他只奉献两镑。
You might say to yourself.He had received 30 English pounds, but he only tithed 2 pounds.
那还不到十分之一。
It's not a tithe. It's not 10%.
这都是不行。
It's not good.
我们知道在旧约里面，神给人的要求是十分之一的要当归给神。
We know in the Old Testament, God had a requirement to give one tenth.
那在新约里面呢？哎，就没有了哈。
And in the New Testament, there's no requirement.
为什么没有呢？
How come there's no requirement?
因为在新约的里面，我们知道就不在字句的里面。
Because we know in the New Testament time, we're not restricted by words.
我们一切都是属于神的。
All we have belong to God. Is that true?
所以当他那一年他这样子约翰卫斯理这样做的时候
，So that year after John Wesley had done so,
就刚才我们读的圣经，你们给人就必有给你们。
And just like the Bible said.Whatever you give, it will be given to you.
而且呢，他给了以后，他也没有减少。
And after he had given, he did not run short.
所以第二年呢，神就祝福他。
And the year after that, God had blessed him.
他的收入就变成60英镑。
His salary had been increased to 60 English pound.
然后他就用了，他还是用28英镑。
And he still used 28.
他就给了32英镑。
And he offered 32 English pound.
再过一年，神再祝福给他。
And the year after that, God adds His blessing to him.
神给他90英镑。
His salary raised to 90 English pound.
他用了28英镑，他给出去62英镑。
And he still used 28 English pound and given out 62.
再过一年，神祝福他。
And the next year after that, God blessed him.
给他120英镑。
He was raised to 120 English pound.
他用了28英镑，他给出去92英镑。
He used 28 English pound and given out 92 English pound.
我们若读历史的教会的历史
If you read church history
我们就知道那时候主使用了卫斯理弟兄们
We know God had used John Wesley and all his brothers
他们主把许多得救的人数加给他们
Many people who are saved through them
然后主有他们得到非常非常多的奉献
And they have received much offering
有一年他的奉献是1400英镑
One year they had received 14,000 English pounds through offerings.
那是很多年以后了。
That's many years ago.
他用了30英镑。
And he still used 30 English pounds for himself.
他把其他的通通贡献出去。
And he offered all the rest.
那时候，在英国的他们管税务的人，他们就觉得好像不相信卫斯理只有这么少的钱。
At the time, the England IRS.They did not believe that. They did not believe that John Wesley has only spent so little money on himself.
他们就怀疑他是不是没有诚实的来报。
And they thought he might be going through tax evasion.
他们就来调查他。
And they came to investigate him.
他们就说你像你这样的人，你应该有很多这种很好的这个餐具。
They think that you know a person such as you must have very good silverwares.
然后，那到底在哪里
？Where are your silverwares？
他就跟他们讲说
，And he told them，
他说我只有在伦敦，我有两只银做的汤匙。
He said in London I have two silver spoons。
在 Bristol 那边我还有两根银做的汤匙。
And in Bristol I also have two silver spoons。
除此以外我没有其他的贵重的餐具。
Besides those I don't have any other silverware。
当我周围的人。他们还在需要面包的时候
，While the people around me still need bread，
我不能够为我自己买银的盘子。
I cannot purchase for myself silver plates。
真是我读到这里的见证的时候，其实在心里面充满了感动。
While I was reading his testimony, I was truly touched。
约翰威斯利他有一个名言，就是说
，John Wesley once said，
他说你尽可能的去赚，你尽可能的去存。
He said, earn all you can and save all you can.
但他说你尽可能的去给。
And give all you can.
那我想我们的生活是不是这样呢
？Is our life the same way?
我们是不是有一个给的生活呢
？Do we have a life of giving?
当神赐给我们丰富的时候
，When God has given us abundance,
我们是先顾到自己的需要，还是顾到别人的需要呢
？Do we take care of our own needs, or do we take care of other people's needs?
那在教会的历史里面，我们实在看到有许多这样子的见证。
In the church history, we see many testimonies similar to this.
在中国也是这样。
In China, it's the same way.
我想我们知道，在教会历史上，在中国的教会历史上，可能 就是从一个人走上经过的前，没有一位像你弟兄这么多。
Probably no one had like a brother watchman Nee had so much money going through his hand.
但是他这手拿来，他那手就是给掉。
He received from one hand and he gave with the other hand.
像卫斯理一样。
Just like John Wesley.
我们知道卫斯理当他过世的时候，哦，他卫斯理他的一生。
Throughout John Wesley's life.
他没有任何一个时候他拥有超过100英镑的价值。
He had never had possession more than 100 English pounds in all his life.
在我们在尼弟兄身上也是这样子。
In brother Nee's life, it's the same way.
他圣经上讲说，白白的得来，白白的舍去。
The Bible says to receive freely and to give freely.
我们常常只注意到前半，就是白白的得来。
Often we focus only on the first half, that is to receive freely.
却忘了后半那白白的舍去。
But we forget to give freely.
我们实在求主常常来对我们说话。
We pray that the Lord will speak to us often.
让我们可以来经历更多神给的恩典。
So that we can experience the grace of giving.
刚才 Larry 弟兄在这里跟我们讲那个关于加利利海跟死海的事。
Our brother Larry was sharing about the Dead Sea and the Sea of Galilee.
我想他大概会知道我要讲什么。
He probably knew what I was going to talk about.
所以这部分已经被他讲去了。
So he already stole my material.
哎，讲得很好，我们感谢主。
And I praise the Lord for he has spoken very well.
我们知道加利利海是一个活的海，因为它有进有出。
We know Sea of Galilee is a living sea because it receives and gives.
那死海是一个活海，因为它只进没有出。
And the Dead Sea is dead because it only receives and not gives.
死海是那在死海为什么它的水只有进没有出呢？
Now why is that in the Dead Sea it can only receive and not give?
因为我们知道在全世界最低最低的一个地方就是在死海。
Because we know in the whole world the lowest ground is in the Dead Sea.
在死海的地方呢，它的面是在海平面底下1300尺。
The Dead Sea is 1300 feet below the sea level.
所以哈，这告诉我们什么呢？
What does this tell us?
告诉我们说，只有得没有给的生命，是一个属灵最低的一个生命。
It tells that the life, the spiritual life that only receive and not give, is the lowest possible.
在这种最低的情形呢，我们就只能接受，我们没有办法给。
In this lowest condition, you can only receive and not give.
而且不仅是这样子呢，当他不能给的时候呢，那我们知道，刚才弟兄也交通了，加利利海的水是淡的。
And also, as our brother has shared, the Sea of Galilee is fresh water.
但是呢，死海的水是咸的。
But the Dead Sea, the water is salty.
为什么很咸呢？
Why is it so salty?
因为它的水分都一直蒸发。
Because the water keep evaporating.
所以盐分就一直留下来。
And the salt is left behind.
所以在这样的情形里面呢，就没有办法有生命。
And in such a condition, there couldn't be life.
不仅没有鱼，没有虾。
Not only there were no fish.
没有虾。
And shrimp.
那天上也没有鸟。
And there's no bird in the air.
哎，我们想想看，这实在，在那附近就没有完全没有生命。
There's no life all around it.
所以真是愿意主能够让我们看见。
May the Lord cause us to see.
一个不给的生命，没有给的生命，就是一个死的生命。
That the life that does not give is a dead one.
所以实在求主让我们的生命常常是一个活的生命。
May the Lord cause our life to be living.
愿意用剩下的时间来交通说一些实行的路。
I want to share some practical aspect for the rest of time.
我愿意从两方面来看，我们怎么样子能够来经历这个给的恩典呢？
In two aspects, I want to talk about how do we experience the grace of giving.
我们第一处还是回到哥林多后书。
We'll go back to 2 Corinthians.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
我们怎么样子能够给呢？
How do we give?
在哥林多后书第八章第五节。
Chapter 8, verse 5.
Okay, 我们找着了，我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
并且他们所做的不但照我们所想望的，更照神的旨意，先把自己献给主，又归附了我们。所以这里保罗讲到说， 他们所做的不但照我们所想望，更照神的旨意。
Here the Paul tells us they did not do as we expected, but they did in keeping with God's will.
那神的旨意是什么呢？
What is God's will?
就是先把自己献给主，然后再给我们。
God's will is to give ourselves first to the Lord, then to others.
所以我们要能够做一个来经历给的恩典。
So in order to experience the grace of giving.
我们要先把自己来奉献给主。
We need to give ourselves first to the Lord.
然后我们把自己给弟兄姐妹。
Then to give ourselves to brothers and sisters.
就是把我们自己放在弟兄姐妹的当中。
And that is to place ourselves in the midst of brothers and sisters.
这是神的旨意。
And this is by God's will.
我们感谢主上个月带用伯弟兄来我们的当中交通到器皿。
We thank the Lord that God had led Brother Board to come here and share about the vessel.
实在愿意。我们多人都成为神的器皿，可以来被主使用。
We pray that many of us will become vessels for God.
所以我们第一件事情就是要把自己交给主。
And the first thing we need to do is to give ourselves to God.
我们的财务是主的，我们的时间是主的，我们的家庭儿女都是主的。
Our money belongs to God. Our time, our family, our children belong to God.
然后我想，当我们把自己交给主的时候
，As we commit ourselves to God,
主就会对我们说话。
God will speak to us.
在什么事情上，我们要来经历这给的恩典，主就会来带领我们。
He will lead us and tell us in what matter that we need to experience the grace of giving.
然后还有一件很重要的事情，就是把自己让在弟兄姐妹的当中。
And another important matter is to place ourselves in the midst of brothers and sisters.
我们知道去年在我们当中聚会很长一段时间，于正奇弟兄跟张学谦姊妹他们搬到加州去。
We know Brother Yu last.
Tom
and Julie.They moved to California last year.
我们很多人都很想念他们。
Many of us miss them.
我记得差不多在十年前，当我们弟兄姐妹来这边聚会的时候。
I remember about 10 years ago when Tom and Julie first came to this meeting.
他们两个人都在做事。
They were both working.
后来有一个机会呢 ，Julie 姊妹可以提早退休。
Then our sister Julie had opportunity to retire early.
那我还记得我们姊妹就做见证说。
And she testified at the time.
他希望能够提早可退休
But she wanted to retire early
因为他可以有更多的时间来服侍主来服侍弟兄姐妹
Because if she retired early then she will have more time to serve the brothers and sisters
我想在这个差不多十年当中我们是在看见主借着我们的弟兄姐妹来教导我们一个功课
In those 10 years I think we all see the Lord is trying to teach us a lesson through Tom and Julie
他让我们来从他们身上来看到一个给的人。
That in their life we see a person that that's giving.
我想去过我们弟兄姐妹家里，我们就知道，你去，你饿着肚子去，绝对不会饿着肚子回来。
I think many of you know that if you go to their home hungry, you will never come out hungry.
在礼拜六早晨，我们的晨祷里面，我们不仅有丰富的属灵的供应。
Saturday morning, not only we have spiritual food.
我们的姊妹也尽心的预备早点。
But in the Saturday morning prayer meeting, we also enjoy the breakfast there.
而且他们实在是很尽心的关心弟兄姐妹。
And they truly care about the brothers and sisters.
不管在祷告的事上，在给ride 或者是传福音的上面。
Not only in the matter of praying, but also in gospel and giving rights to brothers and sisters.
而他们实在把自己尽心尽力的摆上。
They commit themselves.
我还记得有一次是我们搬家的时候。
And one time I remember when we were moving.
搬家的时候很忙很乱。
It was chaotic.
那然后我到两大概到一两点我都没有时间吃饭。
And by 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon, we didn't have lunch yet.
我们的姊妹就来。
And our sister came.
她就预备了午餐给我们。
And sister Julie brought us a lunch.
我心里面非常非常的感动。
I was truly touched.
就是当没有人，我没有要求，没有任何的来请，对他们有任何的请求。
I did not ask them. I did not expect anything.
但他们却纪念到我们。
But they had remembered us.
那我们在需要的时候
，When we were in need,
他们就把他这一份能够给出去。
They brought their portion to us.
真是，我实在为着弟兄姐妹他们的摆上，我们感谢主。
I thank the Lord for their giving and their offerings.
我们也看到这个给是一个生命。
We see to give is a matter of life.
我们也看到说，我们弟兄姐妹虽然离开我们，但是感谢主。他们似乎把这个生命也能够留下来。
We thank the Lord for even though they are not physically with us, but they left their life behind.
我们也看到主兴起一些弟兄姐妹能够都成为给的人。
We also see brothers, the Lord raised up some brothers and sisters to be a people of giving.
真是愿意我们来把自己摆在主的手中。
We will commit ourselves in the Lord's hand.
然后把自己奉献给主。
And offer ourselves to God.
交给弟兄姐妹。
And offer ourselves to brothers and sisters.
我想有许多许多的事情我们没有时间来仔细的交通。
I think there are many items that we cannot share explicitly here.
我们可以看望弟兄姐妹，我们可以打电话。
We can call our brothers and sisters. We can visit them.
最少的，我们可以到那个旁边那里看看弟兄姐妹的照片，知道认识一下弟兄姐妹。
To say at least, you can go over to the bulletin board and see brothers sisters' pictures and get to know them.
我们可以暗宴的时候来跟我们不认的弟兄姐妹我们多有交通。
We can fellowship with brothers and sisters we do not know during the love feast.
我们对人我们能够把主的恩典能够带给别人。
We can bring out the Lord's grace to others.
在哥罗西书那边有讲到说我们的言语要常常带着和气。
And in Corinthians he also tells us that we need to bring peace through our words.
常常带着和气的那个原来的原文里面就是言语要常常带着恩典。
The original text is to bring grace through our words.
所以我们对人，对我们的家人，对我们的弟兄姐妹。
To our family, to our brothers and sisters.
我们是在求主把恩典给我们。
The Lord had given His grace to us.
然后第三点，我们常常会有的错误的一个感觉。
And the third misconception we often have regarding to grace.
就是讲到给的时候呢，我们就觉得说，如果说我们给多了，我们里面就会会痛啊，心会痛。
And that is when we give much that we often feel bad about it.
因为 you know, 就是里面会觉得没有办法喜乐哈。
It seems like we lose that joy with it.
但是其实神的律是正正好相反。
But God has said otherwise.
在哥林多后书第八章那边
In 2 Corinthians chapter
8他就讲到说在他们在因为给的在马其顿的教会他们因为给他们就有满足的快乐、第二节
Verse 2 it says They have overflowing joy、
真是感谢主
We thank the Lord
如果他们不给他们就没有办法来经历这个满足的喜乐
If they did not give they cannot experience this overflowing joy
但是借着给神就把喜乐多多的加给他们
But through giving they experience this overflowing joy
在到第九章的后面两节
And in chapter 9 the last two verses
这边讲到说他们也因神极大的恩赐显在你们心里就切切想念你们，为你们祈祷。
And in their heart, in their prayers, for their hearts will go out to you, because of the surpassing grace God has given you.
感谢神，因他有说不尽的恩赐。
Thanks be to God for His indescribable joy.
我想这个我们常常很熟悉。感谢神，因他有说不尽的恩赐。
I think we're all familiar with this verse, verse 15. Thanks be to God for His indescribable joy.
这个说不尽的恩赐就是说不尽的恩典。
It's the indescribable gift, it's indescribable grace.
那这个只有从我们给的里面，我们可以更多来经历它。
But only through giving we can experience this gift.
所以这是第一方面。
And this is one aspect.
第二方面，我们来念最后一处圣经，在彼得前书
第四章。The last verse we will read is in First John. Oh, I'm sorry, First Peter.
彼得前书第四章。第十节到第十一节
Verse 10 and 11
好早早我们一起来读
Let's read together
个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍做神百般恩赐的好管家若有讲道的要按着神的圣言讲若有服侍人的要按着神所赐的力量服侍叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀原来荣耀全能都是他的直到永永远远阿们所以这边彼得教导我们
Here Peter teaches us.
个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
That through the gift that He had given to us, that we are to serve one another.
做神百般恩赐的好管家。
be a good steward for God.
这个百般恩赐就是讲到百般的恩典。
The various gift is a very as whatever the whatever gift a gift that's mentioned here can also be translated to grace.
所以我们如果要怎么样来经历做一个给的人呢？
If you want to experience what it feels like to give,
就是我们要能够成为神百般恩赐的好管家。
We need to be a good steward for God.
我们感谢主，主把我们众人放在基督的里面，成为一个身体。
We thank the Lord that He had put us in His body and become one body.
神就把不同的恩典来赐给我们。
And He had given us different gifts.
让我们可以互相联络做肢体。
That we can be in harmony.
所以在圣经里面告诉我们说，有人说预言的就当照神的所给他托付来说预言，有人做执事的就照神给他托付专一的执事。
Verse 11 says, if anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God, and if anyone serves, he should do it with the strength of God.
那在我们当中也有教导人的，也有安慰人的。
There are ones that's to teach, there are ones that's to comfort others.
施舍的就当诚实。
And that the one to give is to do it honestly.
治理的就当殷勤。
And the one to rule is to rule diligently.
怜悯人的就当甘心。
And the one that's to give out mercy is to do so gladly.
我想我们大家都很熟主耶稣讲到仆人跟主人的比喻。
I think we're all very familiar with the parable of the master and the servant.
在马太福音25章讲到有5,000 talents, 2,000 talents, 1,000 talents.
In the Matthew chapter 25, it talks about servants that has 5,000 talents, 2,000 talents, and 1,000 talents.
在路加福音19章讲到说，这个主人给每个仆人一锭银子。
And in the Gospel of Luke, he also mentioned the same thing.
好像有不同，但是相同的是每个人都有。
It seems like there's a difference in quantity, but the same, but the common, theme is that we all receive something.
主这把他的恩典给我们每一个人。
God had given His grace to all of us.
我们每一个人都得着他的恩典。
We all have received His grace.
那神要我们的就是让这个恩典能够加多在我们的身上。
And what God wants is like He wants the grace to be increased.
那主对这个恩典没有加多，就是他没有给的人呢是严厉的。
And the Lord is severe toward the one that does not have grace upon grace.
但是主对于这个给的人呢是慈爱的。
But to those that give, the Lord has love and mercy.
那神的原则，他就是他说，凡有余的，还有加给他。
And God's principle is that to those who have, more will be added.
凡没有的，连他所有的都夺过来。
And for those who do not have, even those that he has will be taken away.
所以真是愿意我们没有一个人是做一个把银子藏在地里面或者包在毛巾里面的人。
I hope none of us hide our silver underground.
那我们有很多的机会，我们可以把神在我们身上的恩典，那可以运用出来。
We have many opportunities to exercise the grace that God had given to us.
我想我们前几个礼拜我们有服事的心愿表。
A few weeks ago, we passed out surveys regarding to ministry.
这就是一个机会，我们可以把神在我们身上的恩典，我们可以给出来。
That was an opportunity to exercise the gift of giving.
我们如果每个人我们还没有填写的，那我们。实在是愿意能够还是记得这件事。
If some of us had not filled out the survey, please remember that.
那写的那不是写了就算了哈。
Once you fill out the survey, that's not the end of it.
写了，我们把自己摆在主的手中。
Once you have done so, you need to commit yourself to God.
摆在弟兄姐妹的当中。
You need to commit yourself to brothers and sisters.
实在愿意主的恩典在我们身上能够加添。
May the Lord's grace be increased in your life.
其实当我想到这。主把这个负担给我的时候
As the Lord had given me this burden,
我实在是发现我很不配来交通这样的一个题目
I find myself not worthy to be sharing this topic
因为我常常还是把自己的需要放在前面
Because often I place my own need in front of the others
常常忽略了主在我们身上里面的感动
I often neglect the moving of the Spirit within my life
我就记得前几年有一位在我们的当中的弟兄他过世了
I remember a few years ago a brother had passed away
这位弟兄他只有孤单一个人在 Houston
He was alone, he was by himself in Houston
没有什么没有家人也没有什么朋友
He did not have much family, he did not have many friends
主几次感动我要请他到我们家 坐一坐。
The Lord had called me to invite him to come to my house several times.
但是一直几年的当中，我好像一次都没有请他到我们家去。
But for many years, I did not invite him, not even once.
然后我还记得有一次碰到他，我还跟他讲说，你我听说你身体不好。
And I remember there was one time that I encountered him and asked him about his health.
他好像就是心脏有点问题。
He had some trouble with the heart.
那他也没有运动。
He did not exercise.
所以我就说我家里面有个运动的机器，我都没有用哈，我就送给你。
I said I have a treadmill. I want to give it to you.
那其实是一个运动的，还不是就划船的机器。
Oh, it's a rowing machine.
然后他就跟我讲说，哎呀，没关系了，没关系，以后再说。
And the brother said, well, let's just wait.We can talk about it later.
所以时间就这样过去了。
So time passed by.
就有一天我忽然接到一个电话说他已经过世了。
And one day I received a phone call that tells me that he passed away.
我们弟兄他心脏病发作就很快就过世。
He had a heart attack and he passed rather quickly.
我心里面实在受了很大的责备。
I was rebuked.
因为那划船器还在我家的车库。
For that rowing machine still sitting in my garage.
那我也没有请他到我们家吃饭，也没有跟他有更多的交通。
Nor had I ever invited him to come to our house and to have fellowship with him.
主在马太福音的时候，他跟我们讲说。
In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus told us.
他说在当人子在他荣耀从众天使降临的时候，要坐在他的宝座上，万民都要聚集在他的面前。
He said, when the Son of Man comes in His glory, all people shall be gathered before Him.
他要把绵羊跟山羊分开来。
He said he will separate out the sheep from the goat.
他说，他说对那将右边的说，你们这蒙我父赐福的，可以来承受创世以来为你们所预备的。
He said he will say to the one at his right hand that you shall receive all the blessings of the eternal.
因为我饿了，你们给我吃；渴了，你们给我喝。
For when I was hungry, you gave me something to eat.When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink.
我做客旅，你们留我住；我赤身肉体，你们给我穿。
When I was a sojourner, you called me in. You gave me something to clothe myself.
我病了，你们来看我；我在监里，你们来看我。
When I was sick, you gave me you come to visit me.
一人就回答说：“主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了给你吃，渴了给你喝呢？”
Verse 37. The righteous will answer him.Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink?
什么时候见你做客旅留你住，或赤身肉体给你穿？又什么时候见你病了，或在监里来看你呢？
When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you?
王耀回答说：“我实在告诉你们，你们这些事既做在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是做在我身上。”
The king will reply, "I tell you the truth, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me."
我想主靠着主的恩典，我们今天还在这里聚集。
I think by the Lord's grace we can still gather here.
主还给我们很多的机会。
He still gives us many opportunities.
很多事情机会错过的机会错过就已经错过了。
Many opportunities that once is lost, it's lost.
但是主还把今天给我们。
Yet the Lord still gives us today.
就像我们刚才唱的诗歌讲到说，愿主在今日使我能够成为别人的祝福。
Like the hymn says.May the Lord cause me to be a blessing today.
真是让我们今日就可以成别人的祝福。
But today we want to become a blessing for others.
我们实在求主把这样一个给的恩典能够放在我们的当中。
We pray that the Lord will give us the grace of giving.
是的，我们感谢主，我们在从他得的何等的丰富。
We thank the Lord for the abundance that we have received from Him.
但是愿意我们在经历这个给的恩典。
But may we also experience the grace of giving.
求主赦免我们过去许多的亏欠和软弱。
May the Lord forgive us for our weakness.
愿主常常的来提醒我们。
May He remind us frequently.
愿主把机会给我们。
May He give us opportunities.
好叫我们真的不只做一个得主恩典的人。
So that not only we receive His grace.
我们也能够成为一个能够流露主恩典。
But we also be a person who give out His grace.
求主来这样子来激励我们。
May He encourage us in this way.